Money, Riches, and Wealth is sponsored by the Financial Consulate.
Say you don't need no diamond rings, and I'll be satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of things the money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love.
This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for Money, Riches, and Wealth. Here's your host, Drew Tignanelli.
This is Drew Tignanelli here, Money, Riches, and Wealth. And it is the first Wednesday of May 2020. And it's an open show tonight. So that means you get to be the guest. You get to ask the questions. You get to direct the conversation in the way you want to go. Last week we talked commercial property casualty, but this week it's totally open and our listeners become the guests and our listeners get to determine what do they want to know? What questions do you want to ask? What would be important to you? And if I can answer that question and help you with your personal finances tonight, whether it be on estate planning or income taxes or insurances or the stimulus check or Social Security or investments or college planning, elder care planning. If it has to do with your personal finances, I'm here to help you answer those questions and give you some guidance as best as we can in the short time that we have. And if you want to call in and ask a question, it would be 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680. And since I'm here all by my lonesome, because, you know, Governor Larry says you can't have more than a half a person together at any one time so that you can't contract the virus from yourself. That's why you can only have half of yourself here. I can't have a co-host necessarily with me, so maybe you could help me out tonight and give me a call, 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680, if you want to call in and ask a question and something that would be beneficial to you, and we can and allow you to direct the conversation the way you want to go. So 410-922-6680 is the way to call in and ask those questions. In the interim, I guess I'll just talk about some things. So, you know, that the Financial Consulate has been doing remote financial physicals for at least 10 years, ever since we set up a full video conferencing system in our offices. And I think it was about 7 years ago, we did a financial physical for a couple in the Jordanian embassy. Because they were in the Jordanian embassy, they were actually on American soil, and we could do that for them. So, you know, to do remote work today is not a difficult thing for us. So if you've been considering, you got time, you know, to pull things together, now would be the best time to consider doing a financial physical and looking to see how are your finances doing. Do you ever wonder, you know, I mean, I spend most of my time helping clients talk about their PPP loans, whether they should be going for unemployment or whether they should go for the economic disaster loans. We talked with other people helping them get on Social Security and Medicare. We help our clients in their tax plan. We're doing their taxes and looking at for every angle we can find to minimize their tax liability. Most people are paying people to be their financial advisor, and they don't get this kind of advice. They get a mutual fund or an annuity or you know, some bonds and things sold to them, and then they get them, you know, when they call up and say, you know, I'm worried about the market, they say, you know, just hold on for the long term, you know, and so forth. You need people who can do sophisticated tax planning, sophisticated estate planning, give you honest advice about insurances without selling the stuff to you. You know, it's kind of hypocritical to say this is the policy you need, and I'm talking the pot's calling the kettle black, because 25 years ago, that's what we used to do. We used to say this, and, you know, in the most part, it was a reasonably good policy, but I can assure you, we knew there might be better policies out there, but that's what we could sell. And so you can find somebody who can give you objective advice when you need it for insurances. That's invaluable. And so looking for a fee-only advisor is critical in this world. Fee-only means they cannot. They are not licensed in investments. They are not licensed in insurance in any way. A lot of people will say, "Oh, I'm fee-based, and we only take fees, you know." But they're licensed in insurance. They're licensed in investments. They're not a fiduciary. Ask somebody if you're a fiduciary, that you're working with. And if they're not, then you need a second opinion. That's what the financial physical is all designed to be. And so we'll hear more about that in a second. I'm going to go to Washington in Pasadena. Washington, how are you doing?
Okay, a little bit stir crazy. How are you and the family?
We're doing great. You just live with what you got, right, Washington? I don't worry about it. I just accept what I have and I move on. Find the positive side to it. So what can I answer for you today?
Well, I know that some of the auto insurance companies are rebating part of people's premiums because people in general are driving less. But it got me to thinking, if one is retired, if I notify an insurance company that I'm retired, can my auto insurance rates actually go down?
Sure. It depends on how they have your car rated currently. So if your car is rated that you're driving to work more than 5 or 10 miles or whatever the rating is for each company, and you then say, I'm retired, I'm only driving my car for pleasure, and the amount of driving I'm doing for pleasure is no more than $10,000 a year, they're going to give you a lower premium. Is it going to be substantial? I don't think it's going to be overtly substantial, but it'll be a difference. You know, and I'm personally don't like the companies that are giving you a rebate. I think that that's kind of phony, because what they're doing is they're saying, okay, I'm going to give you some money back now, make you feel really good about us, but I'm going to keep your premiums high in the future. I much prefer companies like Erie that are saying, we're just going to drop your insurance rates, period, you know, and only until we feel it's necessary are we going to raise them again. And to me, that's a much more logical thing to be doing than the companies that are giving you the baloney that they're giving you a rebate. All right, Washington,
okay.
Good question. All right,
well,
man.
Thank you very much.
You take care. I'll see you. We're on an open show tonight. You get to be the guest, and you get to determine what topics, if you want to call while we're on this traffic break. 410-922-6680. There are a few lines open. 410-922-6680. Right now, I've got to go to traffic. Take it away, traffic. This is Drew Tignanelli, president of the Financial Consulate and host of Money, Riches, and Wealth. So often a radio listener calls me saying, I've been listening to you for years and have been meaning to call. When they come in for their comprehensive financial physical, they say, I wish I had done this years ago. If you've been meaning to call and meet with us, then do not wait. Call now to learn more about our trademark financial physical. The financial physical is designed to be a comprehensive second opinion analyzing all your goals and objectives. Are you maximizing tax efficiencies? Will you be able to maintain your lifestyle in retirement? Is your portfolio properly allocated? Are just a few of the many parts of the physical. The best part of our service is you get to see the final product before you decide if you want to pay for it. We do this to assure you we are not selling product, and we guarantee the physical to be truly beneficial. Do not wait any longer. Call 410-823-7283. That's 410-823-SAFE, or visit us online at financialphysical.com.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Pure Prairie League. Yeah, got it again. That's unbelievable. Anyway, we're going over to Mark in Columbia. How can we help you, Mark?
I'm married well. It's a Social Security question.
Yep, go ahead.
My wife is 69 and I am 68. And she made more money than me. She's going to get next year, when she turned 70, about $3,000 a month. And so I'd be entitled to, I guess, half of her full retirement amount, right? If I
What do you get?
Now there's the interesting thing. So a couple of years ago, we started to take mine, and I'm getting about $1,000 a month. And so right now she's taking half of mine, I'm getting about $1,000 a month based on my earnings.
Right.
She's getting $500 based on half of mine.
Right. That's right. Now, that's the way you should have done it.
Okay. Now, the next question, though, is, so we're letting hers grow, you know, so when she turns 70 next year, we flip over her. She takes her bigger amount now at $3,000. The question is about me. Am I stuck at my $1,000 because I took mine already, or can I, you know, go up to half of hers?
Well, you won't go up to half of hers, but you might get higher money. What year did you start? I'm assuming you started when you turned 66.
That's correct, yes.
Okay. So what will happen is whatever half of hers was at 66 for her, that's the half that you'll get. So let's say at 66 she would have gotten $2,500. Then you would get $1,250 and you'd get a $250 a month bump in your Social Security. So you get a little bit of a bump, if I'm correct. But I wouldn't expect it to go all the way up to $1,500 because you only get the spousal half is of the full retirement benefit, not the accelerated amount if that spouse happens to wait to age 70. Now, I do have good news for you, though, Mark, and that is that, well, it's not good news, but it's news. If your wife were to pass away someday in the next 30 years, let's say, and you're still alive, you will get her $3,000 a month and your whatever yours is worth, half of hers, will disappear. But the point is, in the future, when she passes away, if you're still the survivor, you'll still get the higher of the two. You'll not just get your own. Okay, so you know, that's how the system works, all right?
So I'm not stuck at my level because I took it early.
No. You would have been.
I can go up.
You would have had some penalty if you started to take it at 65 or 64. But because you waited until you were 66, you're going to get half of her age 66 benefit. And it'll probably push you up to $250 a month extra from where you're currently at, all right?
Terrific. It's too late to do IRAs, Roth, by the way.
No, you have until July 15th to do 2019 if you have earned income.
Yep.
Okay, buddy. Take care. Good question. Joan in Mays Chapel, how can we help you?
Hi, I have a question. I am still working. I am drawing my Social Security. Also, because of the age, I'm drawing my pension.
Okay.
So I called my financial advisor to see whether or not I could retire, and she told me I would run out of money by the time I was 89. So I put a call into Fidelity where I'm getting that money out of those accounts that's different from what I'm getting from my financial advisor.
Okay.
And she said because you have a car insurance and a small credit card bill, but then I also, she told me the last time I went in to have my physical with her that I would never run out of money because in my portfolio there's a Ohio insurance.
Okay. So you have like an annuity with them?
Yes. So I'm like questioning all of this. I have felt like they've done good, but do I need somebody else to look at my portfolio?
I mean, you know, if Fidelity is telling you, I would believe Fidelity before I would believe most people who call themselves financial advisors. That's just my own personal opinion.
Well, I haven't heard back from Fidelity. I called my financial advisor here in the Timonium area, and I called her three times to try to talk to her, and thinking that she wouldn't be that busy with the clients coming in to see her. And I got a little discouraged because I was calling her from work at the minute I would have to talk to her.
Right. So what I would suggest you do, here's what I would suggest you do, Joan. I would go and do a thorough budget of what you think you're going to need in retirement, as best as you can put it together. I would take that budget and I would find somebody else to give you a second opinion. And you can get that in many places, like Fidelity will give it to you. If you have money with T. Rowe Price, they'll do it for you. If you have money with Vanguard, they'll do it for you. Or you can just go and find another advisor that you think will give you a second opinion and see if you like the way they operate better than the one that you're currently working with. But you always have to be concerned. Remember, financial advisors have a economic bias to continue to encourage their clients to save more and more and more and more and more money into the future, because that's how they make money, right? There is no incentive to a financial advisor to say, gee, quit now and start spending the money you've accumulated. That way I won't be accumulating any more money with you. So you got to be careful with that with financial advisors and so forth in this industry. All right? I got to run.
I feel like I need $9,000 a month to live off of.
Well, you know, you take your pensions, you take your Social Security, you add that all together, you look at your investments, and you've got to do a thorough analysis, a good thorough analysis with a great program like eMoney or MoneyGuide Pro are the two most powerful analyses you can get in the industry. I got to run, Joan. Good question. Excellent question. John in Parkville, how can we help you?
Yes, good evening. A little off topic. I received my stimulus check.
Okay.
And that I cash, no problem. However, I also received a check made out to my mother with, at the end of her name, was deceased.
What year did she pass away, John?
She just passed away last year.
Last 2019, she passed away.
That's correct.
Okay, so here's the deal. That's an interesting question. It's actually a very good question. So here's the deal. The way the law is written, it's your money, okay, the way the law is written. But Secretary Treasury Mnuchin, or whatever he calls himself, how do you say his name? Mnuchin, anyway. Anyway, that's his, it spells it M-N-U-C-H-I-N, Mnuchin, or whatever. Whatever. Anyway, he came out about a week ago or 2 weeks ago, and he said, if you got a check for a deceased relative, we want it back. Okay? Now, that's funny. He's the Secretary of Treasury, but he doesn't write law. Congress wrote the law, and Congress's law says nothing about you having to give that back to them. So for right now, what I would suggest, you sit on that money, because if he does get them to agree to pass an executive or a legislative, whatever they call it, they've got a name for it, and he says, this is what you have to do. If you got a check for a deceased relative, then you have to send it back, and this is how you do it. They said they're going to publish those in 2 weeks, but we'll see if they actually do. So that's the story. I wish I could give you more right now. That's where we stand as far as I know at this moment. I'm telling my clients, hold it, but don't spend it. Unless your parent died in 2020, if your parent or relative died in 2020, they're entitled to that stimulus check, and I don't even think Mnuchin could take it away from them. All right?
Okay, well, I appreciate that, because I noticed on the check it's got a year that it's good.
Right, yeah, but you just told, I mean, you could cash the check. I would cash the check and invest it, earn money on it, put it in a high-yield savings account like Ally Bank or My Savings Direct or HSBC. You're getting 1.5%. Put it in there. Earn interest on it, even if it's just $20 until they, if they do ask for it back. But in the interim, if they never ask for it back, it's yours, and you're earning interest on it while you're waiting. All right, buddy? Good
great
question.
Thank you.
It is not dropping for me there, Chris. I guess I got to go. I hope Shara, I hope you'll hold on for me. I got to go to another traffic pause, but I also want to let everyone know I've got lines open again, 410-922-6680. If you want to call in and ask a question, 410-922-6680. And right now, I've got to go to traffic. I'm going to be right back with Shara right after this.
Back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Chris, man, don't insult my musical acumen. please. I got to go. We're going to Shara. I appreciate Shara. You still there?
Yes, I am.
I appreciate you waiting. How can I help you?
Yes, good afternoon. Good evening. I wanted to know, when will we receive the stimulus, the live check?
Well, you know, you mean the actual physical check.
Yes.
Okay, so I have heard that they are starting to mail them out physically this week.
Okay.
But what I would suggest, Shara, is you go online. Do you do much on the computer?
Somewhat, yeah, but not all the time.
Well, you just do a Google search for Get My Payment and make sure it's the IRS website that says getmypayment.irs or something like that, and go on there and put your information in, your Social Security number, your date of birth, and your zip code, and it's working pretty well now. And it'll tell you exactly when your check is either going to be delivered to your bank account or mailed physically to you. I just saw for my aunt this morning. It said they were going to mail it on Friday to her.
Oh,
and
good.
They told me my mother's check was going to be deposited today. And lo and behold, boom, today it was there. And, you know, so my mother, she's been hounding me for weeks now. Where's my check? Where's my check? And I said, Mom, you got your check today. She was so happy. It wasn't funny. Anyway.
That's good. I'm glad she received it. So now there is some light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, well, go and do that. Get My Payment IRS website and go in and put the information in and you'll get it up. Make sure you're on the IRS website, though. If you do the Google search, you're pretty well. It's going to be the first site there, I believe. Okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care. We're going to Dorothy in White Marsh. Dorothy, how can we help you?
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. And I'm asking the same question which the lady she just hung up.
Yeah.
Mine is different, sir. I cannot go with whatever. My life get mixed up in 2014. Anyway, I'm going to just cut the story short. It's the story another day, maybe if I call you. And then I owed the tax because when they lock me up with immigration, now I'm a citizen. Anyway, I'm gonna tell you anyway. So when I get out, I lost my job. I used to work for MedStar Health. I lost my job and everything, my money. The person who was in charge 9 months and 5 days. I lost a lot, sir. Everything which I own. So I owed the tax, I think it was $6,000 or something. And so the lady put whatever I was going to pay. But I just want to cut short. I don't want to hold you. I think there is a lot of people. But then I was paying whatever. Then I stopped because I didn't have a job. People that just helping me, the doctors which I worked with, paying my rent almost 4 years. Since I'm waiting, I sued the government anyway. But anyway, the similar to the check which you are talking about, the lady, how can I cannot get it? I didn't, because—
Did you file a 2018 tax return?
No, sir, because when I did that, when I went to the—
Okay, but let me ask you the next question. Did you file a 2019 tax return?
No, sir, because I don't have no income.
All right. So you should have, after you've heard that they were going to do, somebody should have told you that you should. But here's the deal. You're not going to get a check, okay, until you file your 2020 tax return. If you file a 2020 tax return, you will get your $1,200 or $2,400, whether you're married or not. You'll get that money by just file a 2020 tax return, and you'll get your money, but you're not going to get it until 2021. Okay.
So when I want to file, what I'm supposed to do? I don't have no job.
You don't have to have a job. You just file that. You know, I don't have any income, but I'm here and I have a tax ID and I'm a legal citizen. You know, and they'll give you $1,250. Trust me, that's the way it works. Okay.
I trust you, sir. When All I right. get my money after I get my money, I want you to invest my money. I'll be calling you.
Well, I appreciate that, Dorothy.
Thank
take
you,
care.
Sir.
God bless. Anyway, Brian in Finksburg, how can I help you?
Hi, how you doing tonight?
Good.
All right. I'm a representative payee for my son.
Okay.
He's collected disability for about 10 years. He makes under the minimum, so we haven't filed a tax return. He does get his Social Security disability direct deposit, and he still hasn't received a check.
It's not supposed to send out Social Security recipients. So what they did is they went in and looked at all the 18 and 19 tax returns, and they said, okay, these are the people that are going to get a check. Boom. And they started to send all those checks out. And now what they're going to do is they're going to test the Social Security numbers of all the people they send a check to, and they're going to check it with people who only get a Social Security check, and they're going to say, are any of these people not filing tax returns? And then when they come up with them, they're going to say, okay, we believe that they deserve a check, and then they're going to send it out. But that's not going to be, as far as I know, is May, around May 15th or 20th, that they'll start sending those checks out.
Okay. I was just making sure that they
And Brian, it. Keep in mind, like I just told Dorothy, even if he doesn't get a check, make sure that you file a 2020 tax return for him, just saying the only income he has is his SSDI, and he doesn't pay any taxes, and they'll give you $1,200 on the 2020 tax return in what's called a refundable tax credit, meaning that even though he didn't pay anything in, he'll get $1,200 cash out. That's Very what's nice. Known as a refundable tax credit. I should explain the logic as to how the stimulus checks work if I get some time tonight. All right. Good question, Brian.
Thank you.
Jim in Ellicott City, how can I help you?
Yes, hi. Got a question about Roth conversions. I read a couple of articles that say with the market being down so far now, if you have a traditional IRA, this would be a good time to consider converting it to a Roth, since the valuation in your account obviously has gone down.
Well, you're absolutely right, but there's two things going on this year, okay? So number one, if you're under 72 years of age and your account has gone down in value, that makes it a very good time to do Roth conversions, or at least consider them.
But okay, number I'm under two, that age, yeah.
Okay, but for the people who are over 72 years of age and they're required to take out a distribution every year, they're not required this year, 2020, to do that, because they're not required to do that. Many people ought to do it anyway, but in a Roth conversion. So if you typically get $15,000 out and they're forcing you to take it out, but move it into a Roth IRA, probably one of the best things people can be doing, but you have to be wise about it. You better do thorough tax analysis to make sure you're making a wise decision.
Okay. How's the basis in the account? Like, for example, I have an IRA at Vanguard, and I went into the account. You can click on a little tab, and it shows you your cost basis.
There is no such thing as a cost basis.
Yeah, why do they have that there?
That's probably there are a lot of companies will just keep the tax cost basis just because, and it just makes it easier on their systems not to try to segregate cost basis from retirement accounts versus non-retirement accounts.
Right.
But it doesn't mean anything from a tax point of view.
So if you took out, I'll make up a number, say you took 10 grand out, okay, you're going to pay tax on the 10 grand.
Yes. I mean, for the most part, there is a creature known as a non-deductible IRA that you report on your income tax return, but only a few people actually would ever have something like that. I'm assuming you don't have anything like that.
Well, I think the vast majority, I do have the cost basis, because a non-deductible IRA contributions over the years.
And do you have a large number in that dollar amount? So is it like 10, 20, 40, 80,000?
Yeah, it's large.
Well, you're making a huge mistake. You got to get to somebody quickly and learn how to get that non-deductible out of there into a Roth IRA completely tax-free. And it's a strategy that we do all the time with people.
Oh, maybe I'll call you, because I've spoken to financial planners at Vanguard. At their flagship level, and they recommended not doing a conversion.
They have no idea what they're talking about. Listen to me.
All right, I'll have to give
you sit down and do an intro with me, and I'll show you exactly how you're going to do this. But
okay.
I do it all the time, and it's a strategy that has to be done, because let me tell you something. If Democrats get into office in a year or two, they're going to destroy this for you, and you're going to be stuck with a non-deductible IRA that someday your family's going to double tax. And I'll explain that if I get chance when we come back from this pause. But I got to run right now, Jim.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Anyway, I got to go to traffic. I'll be right back after this. This is Drew Tignanelli, host of Money, Riches, and Wealth, and president of the Financial Consulate. Are you looking for a professional financial advisor that you can trust and help you through all stages of life? Having a team of comprehensive personal financial advisors and CPAs gives us the ability to help you prepare your tax return, strategize to help you minimize tax liability, help you visualize and reach your retirement goals, and help guide you in every other facet of personal financial planning. We demonstrate these abilities every Wednesday night on our radio show, Money, Riches, and Wealth. Have you been wanting a second opinion? Then consider our trademark service, the Financial Physical. We guarantee if you don't come away from your Financial Physical with a sense of immense value, then there will be absolutely no charge. Call 410-823-7283 to speak with me and the team of comprehensive personal financial advisors and CPAs. That is 410-823-SAVE or go online to financialphysical.com. That's financialphysical.com.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
That song again. Anyway, right. Greg in Chestertown, how can I help you, Greg?
I had a question about the stimulus. We owed taxes in 2018, and I elected to have more just taken out of my pay.
Okay.
And we haven't filed our 2019 yet, but when I go to the website, it's hard to get it to finally come through, but then when it does say, all it says is I'm eligible, but then when I enter the banking information, since I didn't have a return, you know,
right.
My, you know, since I owed money, then it says, well, we can't find your banking information, so it just says, you know, check back later or a check will be mailed to you, but it doesn't tell us when we will receive.
So when it did that for my mother, I don't know why, because her information was there, and it said I just had to click here and give this answer some questions, and then once I did and I gave them all the right answers, they said, okay, now what's your banking information? And voila, it accepted them. But you're saying they didn't give you that option.
No, you can put in your banking information, but since I didn't have a return last year.
Well, you had a return.
No, not federal.
What you're saying, here's what you're saying, Greg. Let me redefine what you're saying. You're saying that because you didn't have a refund, you didn't put your banking information down there, and so they don't know your banking information.
Correct.
Right. So when you did the Get My Payment, it should have said, if you put in your adjusted gross income and this and this and that, we'll let you put in your banking information, and then we'll just direct deposit it to your bank. That's what they did for my mother. You're saying they didn't give you that option.
No. If I put in all the banking information, then it says your banking information can't be found or, you know, whatever. And
well, you sure you put it in correctly? That's, I guess, the next
question. Yeah.
Okay. Well, then they're going to just mail the check to you. You should get a check in the mail in the next week or two.
Yeah. Well, we've been doing it for 3 or 4 weeks, and we haven't seen one yet.
But they haven't, as far as I know, they haven't actually mailed out any physical checks. Almost all they've done is direct deposit.
Direct deposit.
Now, as I said, my aunt is getting hers on Friday, so it's going to be physically mailed out. So I believe they're starting to mail out physical checks just like with this week. So, you know, and again, if for any reason you don't get your check, you will get it on a 2020 tax return when you file it. All right? I'm going to hang up with you, and I'm going to explain exactly why that's happening, okay? All right? So I'm going to explain the stimulus check to everyone. So keep in mind that government has no legal right to just send a check to Americans. All right? You know that, because that would be illegal. You can't just say, as government, we're going to send a check to everybody we feel like $1,000. They don't have that legal right to do that. And so they have to get around the legality. How do they do that? with the income tax laws. So every time they send out these stimulus checks, it is an income tax law that they are implementing. And that income tax law is always for the year that they're in or the year coming or whatever the case may be. So this one is for the 2020 tax year. And they're saying, here's what the law says. The law says this. We are going to give everybody who has less than this much money, 75,000 single or 150,000 married, we're going to give you $1,200 in tax credits. That's cash that you can use on your 2020 tax return. Or $2,400 if you're married. And every child you have, you get an extra $500, okay? So this is how this is done. And it's a tax credit that you get to use to pay your tax liability on your 2020 tax return, okay? Well, you know, they don't want to wait until 2021 for you to get that money. They want you to have it now. So in the tax law, they say, oh, and by the way, we're going to advance the money to you now. So what you're going to get on your 2020 tax return, we're going to advance it to you. And we're going to look at your 18 or 19 tax return, whichever is the most recent that you filed. And if you fall into the guidelines of under 75,000 single and 150,000 married, and if you had one child or, you know, da-da-da-da-da, we're going to give you the credit. We're going to give it to you now. Oh, and by the way, if when you file your 2020 tax return, if you're really not eligible to get that 2020 credit, we're not going to take it back, even though we gave it to you. We're not going to make you pay it back. It's called a non-clawback provision. And that's how they get around the law that they can't just send money to Americans. They do it through the tax law in this, whatever you want to call it, this kind of circular thing where they're looking at past tax returns to say we're going to advance you the cash for the credit that you're going to get on your 2020 tax return. But when you file your 2020 tax return, if you really didn't deserve it, we're just not going to ask you for it back. I mean, aren't politicians wonderful how they can manipulate laws to do what they want to do? It's just amazing. But that's why anybody who doesn't get their tax credit, I mean, their stimulus check, shouldn't worry unless you really, really need it right now. You're going to get it in 2020 if your income falls in line, and they're going to give it back. Like the guy who called in said his son's on SSDI and doesn't have any income. He doesn't file a tax return. Or Dorothy says, I don't have any income, but I'm an American citizen now, and I are a legal resident in this country, and I've got a tax ID number. But, you know, all you got to do is file a 2020 tax return. They're going to give you what's called a refundable tax credit. It's cash. $1,200, $2,400 cash that you can use to do whatever you want. And if you don't have any tax liability, they're just going to send you a check. Even though you don't have any withholdings to get a refund with, it's just coming to you. Isn't America great? And aren't politicians amazing how they think this stuff up? Let me address the question that Joe asked earlier, non-deductible IRAs. You have a non-deductible IRA, and there's only a very few people listening to this show would understand what I'm talking about. You look at your tax return. If you have a form 8606, look for that number. If you have a form 8606, it says non-deductible contributions to IRAs. If you've got one of those and it says you have bases in your IRA, you better find yourself a very, very, very good tax preparer who knows what the law's all about and knows how to work with that law, because here's the deal. In essence, what that's saying is I put in $10,000 into my IRA, but I didn't get a tax deduction. Therefore, when I take it back out, I'm going to get that money back out tax-free. But here's the deal. You got to take it back pro rata over all the entire life of that IRA. Well, that could be 40, 50 years from now, for all I know. You know, if you're 50 years old, it could easily be 40 or more years, 50 years. And so everyone has to continue to monitor that 8606 to make sure that you keep track of that basis every time money goes in or every time money comes out. You have to keep track of that basis, especially when money comes out. And if you don't, what's going to happen is that you're going to lose it, and all of a sudden, all that after-tax money is going to become taxable because nobody knows anymore that it's tax-free. Anyway, that's why you got to get rid of them. Joe, you got to get somebody that knows how to get rid of that for you. Anyway, we're out of time. And next week, I have no idea whether I have a guest or not. I know I'm going to stop doing guests for a while, and I'm just going to do open shows. But, you know, I think I have a guest next week. Anyways, Drew Tignanelli saying God bless.